from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's not like this is a report that either side would suggest was made up out of nowhere, right? Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni did not come out and say, this is ridiculous. You guys are just trying to drive a wedge between us. They acknowledge that things were not great last year. So, of course, it is cause for concern. I find that these sort of things tend to end on one side of the extreme or the other. This is either the beginning or the next step towards the end, or last year proves to be an invaluable season for the Eagles in the long run. Because you have a quarterback who is very much still in the prime of his career and could have another decade left in Philadelphia as a high-level potential MVP-type candidate.
That's Field Yates of ESPN. All right, let's go right to the Western Hotline. Lou DiBiase, Locked On Eagles. All right, Lou, which is more true? Are they nearing the end, or is this, are they going to move past this? As a relationship, not as a team build and everything, but Sirianni and Hurts.
So I feel like they're on the mend. Like, I actually do think they're going to bounce back. I think everything that you've heard about the stories last year, the rift between Hurts and Sirianni, are 100% correct. But I do think the Eagles made dramatic enough change this year, bringing in Kellen Moore to run the offense, where they'll keep Hurts happy. I think Nick Sirianni is in a better role for his strengths. But my issue is I want a play caller head coach long term, because if the Eagles do have success this year, if they do bounce back and there isn't a rift in this relationship, Kellen Moore will probably get a head coaching job next year. So you have to, with the setup they currently have with Sirianni and Hurts, almost sidelining your head coach from a schematic standpoint, basically every year you're going to have turnover on offense. And I don't know if that's sustainable and what I want for my franchise quarterback. So I think they will bounce back and be good this year. But
yeah,
the current setup, though, they're almost like they're holding things off, because if they go back to the way it was, then the relationship issues will continue. Because Jalen does – I don't think he trusts Nick Sirianni when it comes to running the offense.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of almost confused on then, like, what does Sirianni really do for me? Like, if he's not running the defense, because that's not his thing, if he's not running the offense, and then, like, all right, well, you better be, like, a good CEO of the team, and I feel like some of the noise is, I mean, it's almost seems like it's the opposite of what you would want from a guy that's not in charge of play calling or something like that.
Yeah, at least from the quarterback perspective, I think him and Jalen Hurts were at odds last year. But I do think the rest of the team still does buy Sirianni's message. I think the Eagles do like him in that CEO role. I think they like his leadership. I think they like the way he has the culture set up. But for me, I'm with you. I don't know. Like, I don't want a CEO type of head coach, especially if he's an offensive-minded guy. And it would be different if he started off in that way. Like, if he started off in the Dan Campbell role or the John Harbaugh, but they're reducing his responsibilities as the year goes on. So, like, they're losing trust in him. So, in my opinion, why not just then rip the Band-Aid off and bring in a new head coach? I think, again, they're going to be good this year, and I think it's going to be because of other reasons, though. I don't think it's going to be because of Sirianni, and that's why I probably would have moved on. So, yeah, it's a weird dynamic, but I do think Jalen Hurts, though, they're both self-aware enough to know their faults from last year, and I think they did make dramatic enough change where I think they're going to be a really good team this year again.
So I'm looking. I want to get to the Bears with you a little bit. The Bills' opponent tomorrow, Caleb Williams will make his debut, preseason debut, I should say, in Buffalo tomorrow. I was looking at some first coach fired odds earlier because of this story with Sirianni, and he would not be my bet. And you know their schedule off the top of your head. They go like they start with the Packers, and that's very tough. But then they play three straight NFC South teams, Cleveland and the Giants. Like, to me, if I was thinking, okay, Sirianni, first coach fired with this drama too added to it from the last week, or at least just us discovering about it in the last week, slow start, like, okay, I could see it. But with that schedule, I feel like they're not getting off to a slow start.
No, I don't think so. And throughout Sirianni's tenure with Philadelphia, they've never really gotten off to slow starts. The issue last year was they collapsed at the end. I mean, they were 11-1, you know, 13 weeks into the season, and Jalen Hurts was an MVP finalist or, you know, favorite with betting odds. So their schedule is easy. And most of that story was previously known knowledge. Like, we kind of already knew all those stories from last year. Okay. It was just more of an in-depth breakdown of the relationship. Jalen Hurts, again, it depends on how you feel about press conferences. It does sound like they're better right now, but I wouldn't bet. I could see them, if they collapse again, like, I do wonder if things get a little rocky, if they'll go back to collapsing like they did last year. But I don't think that would happen in the beginning of the season. I think it'd be the tougher stretch in November and December. So I think he could get fired this year, but I don't think it would happen early. So I probably wouldn't make that bet for Sirianni.
If you had to bet on the coach in the NFC East most likely to get fired by the end of the year, who is it?
I think it's Mike McCarthy. I mean, if Dallas looks like, again, they're underachieving with the future question marks with Dak Prescott, I mean, Jerry Jones isn't paying CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons. It's boom or bust for Dallas, although it should have been the last 3 to 4 years. And with Bill Belichick kind of waiting in the wings, I would probably bet McCarthy.
Ooh, race in the NFC East for Belichick. Three teams. Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys. Belichick's got his eye on that division. He's going to be watching closely.
I was going to say, your Belichick to the Giants thing might finally be a reality.
I mean, as long as Daniel Jones is their quarterback, I think Dable's in trouble. All right, so that's a little on the NFC East. I wanted to get to the Bears with you a little bit because we've on the air gone back and forth about young quarterbacks, and I don't think either of us would have disagreement on Caleb Williams' ceiling. Am I going to, like, they're in here tomorrow, 1 o'clock against the Bills. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 8. I don't know how it doesn't work. You know, like, I know he's a rookie, but everything else, like, even the defense isn't that bad. The O-line isn't that bad. The receivers, I think, might be the best trio in the league. Like, I just don't know how it doesn't work with Caleb Williams.
No, I completely agree. I think they're going to be the Houston Texans of last year, this year. If Caleb Williams is just solid, Chicago's going to be a playoff team. Like, they're loaded. I mean, the Adunze, Allen, Moore trio of receivers might be the best in the league, or it's definitely top three. Cole Kmet's an underrated tight end. They brought in DeAndre Swift. Their defense is a lot better, too. I mean, that trade for Montez Sweat last year really worked out. T.J. Edwards is one of the more underrated inside linebackers in the league. He played really well in Philadelphia in their Super Bowl run a few years ago. So Jalen Johnson's one of the best corners in football. Yeah, if Caleb Williams, if he reaches his ceiling, I don't know. Like, that could be I don't want to say a Super Bowl contender, but, like, if you're trying to bet on, like, a dark horse candidate, like, best bang for your buck, yeah, I really like Chicago. I don't know how it doesn't work unless he's just a complete bust, and I don't think he's going to be.
Yeah, and, like, the furthest I can go with it is they're in a tough division, right?
Yeah, well, that is true. I mean, you could – even Minnesota, their roster is not great, but they're going to put up points. I mean, you could argue Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago. I wouldn't bat an eye if you said any of them won the division. Or if all – I think, honestly, all three are going to probably make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're all favored too. Chicago just barely is minus 105 to make the playoffs, and they're third on that list. young quarterback. Who's a young quarterback you think breaks out this year that's not obvious?
Hear me now, believe me later. Will Levis is going to break out.
Let's go. Another in the Will Levis hive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The variance is going to be ridiculous. I mean, he's going to make some... I think he's going to be like 2019 Josh Allen, where he doesn't break out as an MVP candidate, right? I think he'll be like a year off. But I think the Titans will be a lot better than people think this year. They did a really good job surrounding him. They brought in Lloyd Cushenberry. I really like the J.C. Latham signing. Their offensive line's better. You've got now DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, and Tyler Boyd at receiver, like Sharp and Pollard in the backfield. They traded for Legarius Sneed. Like, Will Levis suddenly has a pretty solid supporting cast. And I just think he's going to be really fun to watch. Like, he's going to make a lot of Jameis Winston type of bonehead throws, but then he's going to make a ton of completions that you're saying to yourself, there's only like five to seven guys that can really make that throw. So I think Will Levis is, and maybe it's more of a heart pick than a head pick, but I'm going to be watching a lot of Titans football. They're one of my Sunday ticket teams this year that I'll be tuning in a lot for.
I'm actually very sad to see Cleveland is not on the Titans schedule because somehow getting a Winston-Levis matchup in prime time would just light the football world on fire.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet the Titans to cover a lot this year. I'm not saying they're going to be a playoff team or anything, but they're going to be scrappy. That division is kind of chaos.
Is there any hope for Bryce Young?
I don't know. I really wasn't a big fan of him coming out of Alabama. I mean, Carolina did a better job. I like their new play calling head coach. I mean, they brought in Deontay Johnson. Xavier Legette was somebody I liked, but I just don't know if Bryce Young was ever a first overall quarterback. I didn't see it then, and yeah, I just don't think their supporting cast is still good enough. I think if they have a top 3-5 pick, I do wonder if they would – I don't think they would pull the trigger. They would bail on that already. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a Bryce Young guy.
I'm looking through we've had our million battles over quarterbacks over the years. I'm trying to figure out who's the quarterback we disagree the most on right now in the league. And I'm having a tough time finding who it is.
Yeah, like, I don't – I mean, you're a kinda, Levis guy too, right?
Who?
You're a Levis guy, too.
I don't know that he's going to be good. I think he's going to be entertaining. I think what might end up happening with him, Ben Solak's first piece at ESPN the other day that he did was on the second-year quarterbacks. And Levis, his breakdown was really good, like on how he was the most unique quarterback in the league last year for what he was asked to do. He led the league in 20-plus yard air yard throws and had the highest number in 10 years. And he also had the highest rate of checkdowns. Like, it was moonball or dump the ball off.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
Right, there was nothing in the middle. And I don't know how you exist playing that way, but
no.
That's what he did. And it was actually similar to what Allen was as a rookie, and you had these big run plays where he's trying to jump over people. He's handing the ball to a dolphin in the end zone for like a pick six the other way. So I don't know that he'll be good. I think he might end up being like what Allen was in his second year, but forever.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's where I'm kind of at too, is he's like 2019 Allen. He's like maybe, oh, you think like his entire career.
I think that, I don't know that he's not taking an Allen step to me. Like, it's so rare that I could see him being, right, year two Allen, and that's just what he is in perpetuity.
And that's a, I mean, I still consider that to be a pretty good quarterback. So, and with
sure.
his arm talent, like, I think that's somebody you can win with. I don't know if we have, like, a quarterback we really disagree on. I think we're at odds right now with how good you think Baltimore is going to be. I think you,
yes.
you're a lot lower on the Ravens than I am, and I know they lost a lot, but I think you're a little, I think that's where we have the biggest disagreement this year.
I still think the Ravens are good, but
yeah.
I think
like you think they're making the playoff. I mean, you're still in a playoff game.
I think they're making the playoffs, but I probably would not pick them to win the division. And I bet that's an unpopular opinion right now. Most are probably picking them to win.
Lost a lot too, though. That's my argument is like you lost Tyler Boyd, you lost Joe
yep.
Mixon,
yep.
Joe Burrow's health is up in the air. Unless you think Pittsburgh, I mean, Pittsburgh is going to go 9-8
no
matter what for all of eternity.
No.
Cleveland is the team, it stinks that they have Watson because that roster might be the best in football outside of their quarterback. I would pick them to win the division even over Baltimore, but I can't get around the quarterback part.
Yeah, it's almost, for me, almost like Baltimore versus the field. I would pick the field, I guess, is the way I would put it. Yeah, it's Baltimore. Because quarterback, it might be, like, where are you on Prescott right now? Like, he's going to get paid, well, eventually. That's the other guy Dallas has refused to pay so far. Before the Dolphins paid Tua, I was terrified of the possibility that the Dolphins and the Cowboys, neither of which pay their quarterback, a year goes by, both teams decide they want to move on from their guy, and Dak ends up in Miami. Like, that was my nightmare scenario, which thankfully didn't happen because they paid Tua.
Yeah, I just think he's a regular season powerhouse, and he's one of the biggest chokers in all of football. So I would not have him as my quarterback. I don't think he's this Matt Stafford that's going to leave Detroit and go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. I think he's going to get a huge bag from like the Las Vegas Raiders or something, and I think he's going to continue to be the guy he is. Because that's a Cowboys quarterback. It was Tony Romo. It's Dak Prescott. I mean, after last year, I was already checked out on Dak Prescott as one of the biggest choke artists in the NFL. But after losing to that young Packers team, the youngest team in football, I don't know. So Dak Prescott, I just think he's the most overrated player in football.
Okay. He might be our guy then. I'm not like the biggest Dak guy fan in the world, though, but I definitely don't think he's the most overrated player in football.
I don't know. Like, he's kind of more – he's closer to me in that Tua, Brock Purdy category than he is the – even the Stroud. Like, I would take Jordan Love over Dak Prescott. I would take a lot of guys over Dak Prescott. When what you've showed me, you can choke. Like, there's a lot of guys that can have one bad playoff game or two bad playoff games. But when you show me over like a 7-year span that this is who you are, I don't care what you do in between September and November or December. If you choke like that in January that often, you're not my quarterback.
His playoff numbers are, I mean, they're worse than his regular season numbers. I could at least say that. All right, we'll keep fighting about Dak and also Joel Embiid.
Right.
But we'll save that for the group
chat.
He was
so good yesterday.
On Saturday.
The minute you started trash-talking him, he was incredible.
Did you hear him today? Today he's like, next Olympics I'm not even going to play for the U.S. I'm going to play for Cameroon. Dude, make a decision. This will be the third different international team he plays for.
He's just a hired hitman, going from country to country, winning gold medals.
Yeah, the game was
out your boy Jokic yesterday. That was the best basketball game, Joe, I think I've watched since Game 7, 2016 Cavs Warriors.
It was at least the best international basketball game I've ever watched.
Sure, I haven't been that invested in an NBA game or a basketball game in a long time. Like, that was incredible.
It took Steph kind of saved them, right? Like 36 points in a game. Those international games are shorter. Like, you usually don't get massive scoring totals. The top guys usually average in the low 20s because the games aren't just as long. 36 points.
Is insane.
Yeah, Steph really helped them.
Like, I think the other underrated part of that was LeBron James taking Jokic one-on-one the final few minutes of the game. It was so cool to watch a 40-year-old star take on the best player in the world and lead them back. Like, that was so cool.
I mean, that better get remembered. Him being like, you know what, enough of this nonsense, I'm taking Jokic.
Because it just felt
and
like
then he covered him for the rest of the game.
It's like the U.S.'s last stand with these stars, and we see like the rest of the world's catching up, and they're almost taking over to the point where Serbia is going to beat you to get to the gold medal, but our guys got like one last in. Like the fact that it was LeBron, Katie, and Curry that did it, and it wasn't the young guys. Well, you couldn't have wrote it better.
Lou DiBiase at DiBiase LOE. Gold medal game, by the way, 3:30 on Saturday, which might be perfect because that might be right around halftime into the second half of the Bills preseason game when the backups get in. Mm-hmm. So, all right, thanks, Lou.
Thanks, man.
Lou DiBiase, follow him on Twitter. Check out his Eagles takes. Nick Foles, who I'm going to be summoning for the next 12 months in my Eli Manning comparisons, because it is uncanny how similar their careers are. Eli just did it five times more often because he was in more games. They're the same player. I'm telling you. All right, time out here. Extendo Sports will get you off to the Extra Point Show here in WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.